This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Daniel Barron. He is the director of the Avery Mitchell Gantt Regional Library System, also known as the AMI Library System, and this is a feature, a monthly feature that we're calling What's New at the Library. Welcome, Daniel, and tell us what's on your mind today.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to meet with you every month and tell you and the good folks out there what's going on at the library. We often think of the library as a really good place for kids and for literacy efforts. Well, I want everybody to remember that. But today I also want people to think about how the library supports the adult learner, the person who is going to Malin Community College, for example. I'm very proud that my stepson is a freshman at Malin Community College. It's an excellent school. And I want folks to know how we are trying to support the learners in the Avery Mitchell Yancey area by providing them with resources to support their studies in criminal justice, in nursing, in just general education, and especially in education. Those people know that there are people who are studying to be teachers who are doing distance education from Appalachian and from Lees McRae. Well, I just want people to think about this as if they are a student at Malin, or if their loved one is a student at Malin, encourage them to come into the library because we have outstanding resources online. We just conducted a staff development session this past week, and our librarians are able to work with students at any level, high school students, of course. But right now, I'd like for the folks who are going to Malin Community College or any other institution of higher education to think about coming into the library and using a resource called NC Live. NC Live provides access to databases, thousands and thousands of articles in almost any topic you can imagine. And again, to support people who are going to school at Malin or any of the other institutions if they're going by taking courses by distance education.
Daniel, talk for a second, if you could, about the renovations going on at all three libraries.
Oh, well, we're very proud of the fact that we are expanding our facility at the Avery Morrison Public Library. We're expanding the public meeting space there and expanding the space for children. I hope everyone that is in the Avery area will go by and take a look at the renovations that are going on there. We hope to have a ribbon cutting sometime in the spring with the new facility, both for the community and the children's area. In Spruce Pine, we have a mural that is being that's put up, a Gloria Houston picture that is being replicated on the wall, and again other services that are going to be provided. In Mitchell County, again the expansion of the facility for the children and for young adults, as well as a general reading room. We're expanding. It's going to be like a living room for people just to come in and relax and read and enjoy the books. And, of course, in Yancey County, we are strongly supporting the development of our new library here and pushing very hard to make that a reality for the people of Yancey County.
What about a time frame for the Yancey Library System?
We're hoping within the next 2 years that there will be a facility up. Working very hard. Teresa Coletta is working very hard. She's the director of that project, and our regional library system will work with her in whatever way that we can to help make that a reality.
Daniel, tell us if we're interested in communicating with the library about a subject, about a program you may be having, or talk about some of the services that you folks offer. Is there a central number that they could call?
If anyone would like to call us, please call us at 828-682-4476, and we will be more than happy to talk to you about anything. We'll direct you to your local library. Also, keep in mind that Bookmobile is out there, and also outreach. If you know of anyone who would like to have someone bring books to a shut-in person, an elderly person, we'd be more than happy to do that. Also, check us out on the web. It's amyregionallibrary.org.
They're just full of information. Oh, that's what you do at the library, right?
That's right. Dan, the information man.
I understand that. Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again in April.
That'd be great. Thank you, Steve.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.